Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to our Friday edition. I don't know what's happening here. We're a little bit like
you
we're
are.
With
good
it.
Good morning, and
here
welcome
we are.
To
I know you
Free
come
Fire
sliding.
Radio.
Hear that? Hear that car?
Well, no,
that's you coming around the corner.
No, what it is I got hung up on the pet of the week. She was licking my face. You know, I was rolling around on the floor with her. She is so good. Hey, 7:05 in the morning. Good morning, everybody, to Free Fire Radio. It's the 11th of March, 2022, 7:06 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Your health, your choice. Jared's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Why'd you let that dog attack me like that?
I couldn't get in between you two.
No, well, it's a good thing because I was being licked. I was being licked
on
my face and tail wagging and all that kind of stuff.
And she's so mellow. I'm like, there's no way
good morning,
she is
Linda.
A puppy. Good morning, everybody, and good morning, Carl, and good morning, our pet of the week, and the walker of pet of the week.
Jim.
I know it is. I'm just saying, you know.
You know, frankly, the person bringing them in becomes secondary.
Yeah, who's it?
You've
who's
noticed
bot?
That?
Yeah, my nickname is Chop Liver.
Yeah, fine. Chop Liver, there you go. 43 degrees in the downtown studios, make it a beautiful day. It's 73 today and overnight, lows of 40. Now, tomorrow, according to the National Weather Service, it looks like we have a sunny day, then a chance of showers with a high of 70. Oh, my God, from my lips to God's ears, please, Saturday night. Showers likely. Sunday, chance of showers and mostly sunny with a high of 67 and our overnight lows of 45. That's Sunday night. And, of course, I heard Sue McClain, the wonderful Sue McClain News Hour, talking about that we turn back the clocks. No, wait. Spring forward. We turn forward the clocks at 2 o'clock on Sunday, 2 a.m. I'm thinking, well, why is it 2 a.m.? Why can't it be 1 a.m.? Why can't it be 12? I mean, of course, you said it the night before, but why is it just at 2 a.m. it changes? I don't get that at all.
Tell her why, Jared.
No. Don't put anybody on the spot.
Because Greenwich time.
Monday calls for chance of showers.
You just ignored the answer.
I have Greenwich time.
That's what I'm saying. It's
all
because
right.
It's Greenwich time. It's based on
all right, you guys. So we do have a chance of showers in the forecast, which is exciting. All right. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned. You know, I do this by memory. It's 365-2793. It's the Kinney family. They're located in
Veteran
Anderson.
Veteran-owned.
Veteran-owned. They really are secret angels in many ways in our community here. But that is Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson. Wonderful business in Anderson. Hey, before I go into – well, no, let's go ahead and do our Pet of the Week because they're here also located in Anderson as our Haven Humane. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Linda. Good to see you.
Oh, my. Okay, now, wait a minute. Where? This dog is laying on her, like, actually, like her front shoulders are hunched over, rolled over, and she is getting a complete body rub from Carl. Oh, my God. Okay,
Yeah, Carl's busy. He can't talk right now.
He's
on the floor.
Okay, so let's talk about this, Jim. Good morning.
Good morning. This is, I brought a dog who, his wonderfully creative name is Puppy. We didn't name her that. She actually came in as a stray, and we did find her owners, but they were unable to come pick her up. But she is an absolute sweetheart, so that must have been a personal thing with them. So far, I mean, I think Carl's her favorite person so far, but she's pretty much loves everyone she meets.
She's a
great
sweetheart.
With other dogs.
She's so mellowed. I mean, you're thinking, how old do you think?
I think she's about 2 years old. She's not always this mellow.
Okay.
You know, she has energy when she wants it.
She's young and she looks like a brown lab with some white on her. I mean, she does. It doesn't look like there's a bit of pity in her.
No, I don't think so.
And, I don't, you know, but she is lab.
Yeah. I think she's a chocolate lab.
And it's
her coat is a really beautiful color too.
Not
it's not just
big.
Plain chocolate.
Right.
Like you see the sunlight on it.
And she's not big. She's not a big lab.
She's probably 50, 60
pounds. This is a medium
size.
Yeah, just a medium-sized dog. And she is a love. Oh, yeah.
computer.
Yeah, she's absolutely beautiful.
Okay. Well, here, you take the leash then. We never do this. We never take the leash. We never have, not in 12 years. Yeah. And now we have. And
yeah, don't tell Mark.
Hey, Mark, I got your dog. Look at this dog. And she is, like I said, she's a love.
Okay, and she's gone now. She's out of the gone. Studio.
Linda just took her and is putting her in the back of the car, so I guess you just canceled the rest of the day. Cancel, cancel. My friends, this is such a sweet dog. Her eyes are mellow and soft, and she comes up to you, and when I scratch, I just scratched her on her back, and then she just, you know, she looked up at me, and so I never kneel down in front of dogs because you...
You want to keep your face away.
If they have a mouth, if they have a mouth, they can bite. Exactly. I don't care if it's a squirrel or or a dog. And she just licked my chin.
Yep.
And melted my heart.
Yeah, she's a good dog.
And then she crawled underneath the table so she could put her head on my feet. Yeah. And then that was it. I just went down, and that's when you were holding a leash, and her butt was still in the air because she couldn't go any further, but her front was down, her butt was in the air. Yeah. And so,
beautiful sight.
Anyway.
And I'll also tell you, I'm not driving my normal van this morning with our big logo on it. I'm just driving my personal car. She hopped in back. She laid down the entire ride. Now, I did make the mistake of leaving her leash on her, and she chewed that in half. But, I tied it back up, and I'll take the leash off next time I put her in the car. But, yeah, no issues traveling.
You got
her in the back
of
the car and take her to the lake. She's going
to
be a good Redding dog.
Yeah,
you know what? This dog would probably run alongside you, go for walks.
Yeah.
Was she pulling or anything like that?
She pulls.
Yeah,
She's young, but she will take commands. She started to, I took her on the leash, and I walked her out there by the, we have an old Hi-Fi. She put her paws up there, and I went down, and she got down, and I asked her to sit. So she's in attention. Like if you spent a week with this dog would be completely your dog.
Totally. Yeah, she's really responsive.
I mean, but yes. She'd
follow
sit.
Your commands.
Yeah, yeah. She'd be at
if you worked
at
with
sit.
Her.
Yeah.
And that's the whole thing that we always talk about. Can we just say this really fast? In the pet of the week, anybody who takes a pet home, you should really, first of all, go in and spend the time with the pet that you decide that you're going to adopt. And I love the fact that you guys do not a background check, but ask people the appropriate questions.
Yeah.
Like, what's your lifestyle like? What do you know? You just don't take a dog and say, oh, I'm going to throw it in an apartment and leave all day long.
Exactly.
You would want to find out, first of all, what's the temperament of the breed, and then what's your lifestyle that is a match with this breed. And I just think that it's just like anything else. If you have an animal, you need to make time for your animal, period. You got to feed it and make sure it goes to the bathroom in an appropriate place, pick up after your pet.
Well, yeah, I mean, dog training really boils down to your relationship with your dog. If you have a good relationship, they're going to do what you want them to do.
It's true.
Doggy Dash.
That's coming up next Saturday, the 19th. Mm-hmm. Still plenty of spots open. It's one of our biggest fundraisers of the year, plus it's really fun. It's the only certified 5K, 10K in Northern California that allows dogs.
Oh, fun.
So we want everybody to come down there.
Puppy would be a great dog for this.
Oh, yeah, she would love
it. She'd be great on... is she spayed now?
She is, yep.
Okay. She'd be great out there during that, like the 3K.
Mm-hmm.
She'd probably make it 10K.
About 3 or 4 weeks or so.
All right.
Yeah. And it's important to note, too, for that Doggy Dash, it's certified 5K, 10K, but you don't have to run. It's a fun run. You can walk it. We have all types.
Date and time again on that.
Saturday the 19th. I believe it's at 7 a.m., but check our website for details, havenhumane.org.
There you go. You know, Puppy, in one way I'm sad because I think you're going to be taken by somebody, and two, I would love to take her home, but... I could just have you sniff my hands after me brushing her and watch you get into hives.
I touched her. I'll let you know here in 15 minutes.
Okay.
I petted her.
Well, you know my number.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? And I got a feeling. I just have a feeling that Puppy may want to be on the end of our Sleep Number bed.
She would love it.
She looks up there and she goes, I can jump up that high.
Hey, we had a very active yesterday. We're going to segue. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
We're going
to close off with something.
Hey, Jim, you never do this even if I ask you, but let me know if somebody adopts her.
I will try to remember.
We try to remember. I'll call Mark and say, Mark, put a little note up there. Puppy gets taken, because I tell you what, she's just a beautiful dog, and she is a lab. And, you know, she may be a lab cross, but it's not of, there's nothing about her that doesn't look like a Labrador, chocolate lab.
Little cutie.
Yeah.
Little white on her.
Do you want her, Carl?
No.
I mean,
I do. I do want her. Okay. Yes, I do.
All right.
Anyway, going back, that puppy would be...
You know, she'd be crawling right up on that Sleep Number. Are you kidding me?
Yep.
Right into your heart. Right there.
She'd be right there. And then she'd be arguing about what... Hey, my Sleep Number setting is this. And puppy be going, no, I think our Sleep Number setting should be this. Could you elevate the foot so I can kind of like roll into you? You know, that kind of thing. There's nothing better than a good night's sleep. Your whole day starts. If you have a good night's sleep, your whole day starts better. If you wake up in the middle of the night, you know, and you let your mind go through things, and then then the next morning, you're like...
Wiped out.
But, you know, Sleep Number.
My Sleep Number setting last night was 65. I move it around. And that's the beautiful thing about having your dual Sleep Number settings.
Yeah, my Sleep Number setting was 55 last night. And why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts the night before. Just as I said, save up to $600 on a select Sleep Number 360 smart bed plus free premium delivery when you add a base. This ends Monday. Anyway, we're only at the Sleep Number stores. The Sleep Number store is over in the Target Shopping Center. And, you know, go over there, try it out. Lay on them. See how they can make a difference in your life. We'll be right back.
Fly nonstop from Reading to Las Vegas for as low as $39 one way with Avelo Airlines. Feeling like that weekend getaway? You can be in Vegas by lunch and enjoy all that Las Vegas has to offer. Great food, entertainment, and fun. Don't forget about those Raiders games this fall. With small lines and easy parking, flying from Reading with Avelo just got a whole lot better with flights to Vegas. Say hello to Avelo and book direct now at AveloAir.com.
Do you love country music? Come see Curb recording artist Dylan Scott perform live in concert Friday, July 8th inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets are $60 plus fees.
For tickets, call 1-800-280-UWIN.
A must-see show. Country sensation Dylan Scott in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, July 8th. Concerts are better at the river.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
The Seek Center and SCAR are having a free COVID-19 vaccination clinic Friday, March 11th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Seek Center at 5400 Seek Center Drive in Anderson. All brands of COVID-19 vaccines will be available, including boosters. Kids 5 to 11 and youths 12 to 17 must be accompanied by parents or guardians for consent. Come in and get vaccinated and enjoy free food while organizers hand out gift cards to vaccine recipients and special toys and gifts to the kids. No appointment needed. No insurance needed. Free COVID-19 at-home testing kits will also be available, along with free hand sanitizer and masks. This is a drive-through and walk-up clinic, so you can stay in the comfort of your vehicle and get vaccinated, or head inside and get vaccinated. There will also be a team of medical professionals on hand at this free vaccination clinic at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson, Friday, March 11th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. We're on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM, right here at KCNR Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, the only area hospital with a Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. Less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. All of this is at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
You know, yesterday I wanted to share with you a couple things that happened because I want to promote a couple businesses. I had a Market Street Steakhouse, which is now, I think, called Market Street Blade and Barrel, gift card that was given to us, and I had a couple girlfriends join me for lunch. Haven't been to Market Street down in that area for lunch or dinner there probably for over a year or so, maybe 2 years. And so yesterday we had lunch, very nice salad, very nice Mediterranean salad. It was a nice portion. And the reason I'm bringing that up is because another friend of mine had gone to another restaurant and talked about how skimpy the salad was, and she was disappointed. But I just want to say that was really nice. And then on to last night, I attended, Carl was, you'll hear later where Carl was, but I had attended the grand opening of the Cornerstone Community Bank in Anderson, formerly known as the area where Kentucky Fried Chicken made world headlines. Don't go there. But I had to laugh because I parked Les Melbourne, who designed the buildings and building.
President of the board?
Pulled in behind me, and we were talking about this is formally of, you know, I said, oh, you mean like, I'm sure anybody could crawl into the sink, you know.
It was hot. It was hot.
Laughed a little bit about that. But what a beautiful, beautiful event. And what a beautiful, beautifully designed. Just a shout out, first of all, of course, Matt Mosley was there. So many members of the community were there. Baron Browning, of course, Trish was there. The list can go on.
Huber.
Huber was there. Yes, yes. The Italian bakers that we use some of
Tartardini,
the yes, they were there. I mean, it was just a place with
Tartardinis.
Thank you. Tartardinis, yeah.
Tartardinis.
Thank you very much. And ran into a bunch of people. But they had a wonderful caterer. I didn't bring the card, but I think it's called B&C Catering or something like that. But it was more than that. It was just a feeling of community and this beautiful space, Cornerstone, really leading our community, the building. Les Melbourne, Melbourne is just a really, he is such a pro, a consummate pro, and he's so beyond just the, you know, he's forward thinking, and his group is forward thinking, and it's great to see such a beautiful building in a place in Anderson, right there when you it's right down, you know, where McDonald's is on that, I don't even know what it's called,
Ventura Way.
So anyway, just wanted to shout out to Cornerstone for another, again, accelerating and accommodating to our community.
And while you were there having great food, wine.
I had water last night.
Okay. But while you were there having great food and talking to everybody, I was doing something extremely important, life-changing. As you know, I'm involved with the Jake's Turkey Hunting organization, where we take kids who have 12 to 15 who have never hunted turkeys before, and we take them out on their first turkey hunt along with their guardian, parent, whatever. But to we want them to at least see turkeys out there. So it, and turkeys are on turkey time and turkey schedule and turkey territory. So I found a place, and the Wootons, who are so nice, great people. And the land's leased by a hunting group, but they allow us to come in to bring in one hunter, to hunt for the, on the Jake's hunt. So I, was out there the other day and didn't see anything. And so I went back last night with my Sunlike, Seth Stout. I call him Sunlike because he's like a son in the sense that he, you'd be very proud to have him as a son in your family.
He's got such manners. He's such a gentleman.
He's such a gentleman. And we went out there and I set up a blind that covers two areas there. And then we sat there waiting for them to come back, you know, cause, Mr. Wooten had said that they, you know, there was like 60 of them out there and they come back, and I've hunted that area before, so I know where they're at in that general area. But turkeys, you know, just because they were here today doesn't mean they're there tomorrow. So we waited out there till the sun was almost down. I mean, it was getting dark and no turkeys. So what's that mean? It means Saturday morning at 3:30 I get up. I meet the young man and his dad. We sneak out there, or as we used to say in the Marine Corps, we snoop and poop our way out to the blind site, and then we just sit there and watch and see where they're coming in. This is a great, you know, if you've got kids, grandkids, that might be interested with this, this is a great program. You know, they learn a lot about the outdoors, and one of the things is, and they say, what can we do to get ready? I said, get the chair or the pad you're going to sit on and sit on it an hour without moving. And parents just look at me, and the kids look at me. And Seth said, as we're going out, as we were coming back in, because we plunked ourselves down behind some rocks and we're looking, he said, that was probably the best advice. Find whatever you're going to sit on and sit on it without moving, because turkeys have an incredible eyesight. And incredible hearing. And if they see something moving out there that's not been moving before, they won't come over and look at it. So, one of the good reasons to have a blind when you got some younger kids. Okay, things that are happening. The Fawn Fire. You remember the Fawn Fire?
Yes.
How could you forget it? The woman that was accused of this, of starting this.
Right. I think that she should have gotten
terrorist. Her name is Alexandria Sovereneva. She, when she was brought up in front of the judge, she was obviously incompetent to go to trial. I mean, she was out there. She was claiming she was drinking beer urine and all that. But now, the 31-year-old has been restored to competency. She was in an inpatient facility since she was, you know, she was assigned to that at the first time she came into court to get her back into realizing where she was in the world and again, like I said, restored to competency. And in December, she had been placed in the custody of the California Department of State Hospitals. Anyway, so now her lawyer says she's competent to stand trial. But she's still got to go back into the psychologist that had evaluated her the first time and see if she's ready to go to trial. So the Fawn Fire, as you know, is so destructive. 8,000 acres, 180 buildings went down, 185, three firefighters injured, and it was started during a time of an emergency. So, good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning. I want to clear something up. Yesterday I hung up because the subject moved on and I didn't want to interrupt what you were talking about.
Hey, when it's open line like that, buddy, just hop back in.
Well, the thing is, you guys were talking about something else, and it would have just been dumb of me to bring this up. But right now you're talking about the Fawn Fire and that little gal. and that's why I called. Now, she was obviously, in my opinion, on fast drugs, meaning methamphetamine, and out of her mind and didn't know what she was doing.
Uh-huh.
They sent her off to check her competency, and now they have returned her competency to where she can stand trial.
Exactly.
Are we going to send her to rehab and call it good when it's done? Is that justice? And I see this happening with so many criminal prosecutions. Well, you know, and I used the example on my show the other day, if I may be so bold to tell you about it. Roberta, you know, Roberta calls in quite a bit. Her grandson, I assume, is about 18 or 20, got him a job, probably a minimum wage job, and he saved him up $4,000 and bought him a car. And it suited him just fine, and he was real proud of it. And one morning, somebody stole his catalytic converter, a $2,000 repair. Now, when they catch that person and they rehab him and they drop all the charges, is he supposed to feel good about this? And that's my point about the victims never getting any justice.
Right.
No, you're absolutely right. Now, this woman, even if they bring her back and she's, they prove that she started it, then you're going to have to prove that she was competent when she did it. She wasn't crazy when she started the fire. And then what happens then? She's never going to pay restitution. She's not going to do anything. No.
I don't think it's right to just give them rehab and down the road.
Since she can't pay the money, should she be taken out into Market Street here in that beautiful little center, or maybe even Library Park, and put up on stocks and flogged?
You know, that might be a start.
Should that be done?
Not with her, but there should be some kind of a severe sentence, maybe, 10 hours of community service a week for the next 5 years, and if she screws up, she has to go to prison for 5 years. Something to that effect. There's got to be some punishment.
I agree.
There is no punishment.
And everything's good.
There is no punishment.
I agree.
And you know, that tongue in cheek about flogging, that tongue wasn't really deep in my cheek when I was saying it. Unfortunately, you can't do it because we've become civilized.
Yes.
And then I think about civilization, I think about Putin and Russia. You know, have we become civilized?
Well,
That's another thing we have to break. But thanks for the phone call, because you're absolutely right. Your Roberta's grandson lost his catalytic converter.
And so guess who else did? Also our Jared, beloved Jared.
Jared
one
lost
morning,
his. Yeah,
and somebody ripped off his catalytic. Jared, chime in here. I know we're running way over break. What's happened with that?
I did get it repaired, and it was $2,150.
And did your insurance cover that?
It did not, because I didn't have comprehensive insurance.
Okay. So you think about that, and there's nothing that can be done. Nothing. Because even if they catch them, well, in this case, because it's worth so much money, they might be able to put them in jail if there was room. Maybe. 7:32 in the morning, this portion of the show. What? I know. It's stuck.
I'm so outraged.
Well, you should be. We all should be. We all should be. This portion of the show, and speaking of it being outraged, is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. John Bastiani. What? Protect yourself. Has been our firearms dealer of choice since he opened up. You know what? When we're looking for a long gun or a pistol, this is where we go. Great customer service. He's a superb gunsmith. I'm taking a shotgun down to him, my father's shotgun, to see if it's still usable, because I'd like to take it out and do some bird hunting with it. He prides himself on his customer service. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and like I said, really, really good people there. Oh, veterans, you get discounts at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. We'll be right back.
A gypsy wind is blowing warm tonight. The sky is starlit and
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
Hi, I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO for the Redding Rancheria. On behalf of the tribe, I am happy to announce that the federal government has unpaused its consideration of our casino relocation project. Perhaps you were unaware that the tribe has been working for years to relocate our current casino to our property along I-5 that the tribe purchased nearly 20 years ago. The casino relocation project will benefit the North State. Our buy local, hire local policy will spur growth and prosperity and will make our community even better. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in serious injuries such as broken bone, head injuries, or death. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age that meet the income criteria and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program was established for the purpose of reducing the number of debilitating falls suffered by older adults and persons with disabilities, thus enabling older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to find out how this no-cost program may help.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, axe throwing. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd. Go to www.reddingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Redding, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Hi, I'm Jack Putter Jr., chairman for the Redding Rancheria. The Redding Rancheria is happy to announce that the federal government has unpaused its consideration of our casino relocation project to our I-5 property. Since purchasing the property over 20 years ago, we have carefully planned how to create a project benefiting the entire community, thus making hundreds of jobs and bringing millions of dollars to our local businesses. We will be buying local, hiring local, and provide a steady revenue for police and fire. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Fridays, I just love Fridays. 7:38 in the morning, okay. The 11th.
Also, before we go there, I want to talk about last night again. I went to Cornerstone. All these businesses. Now this weekend it's the home show. Don't forget the home show at the Redding Civic. That is this weekend.
Okay.
Now the flag store. Last night I ran into Jane, and I said, Jane, when I interviewed you, the day that I had you know what I'm talking about?
Judy Maxwell.
Yeah. The day I had, this is Judy Maxwell. I can hear it in my, actually, if we had hit a note on the piano, that's the one thing that I'm kind of, if there was ever a gift, is I have that lock in my head, so I can know whatever note that is, I can hit it. Anyway, so I had Judy Maxwell on. You were out of town, and I had Jane on from the Flag Store. And our friend, Mike Cooper, was listening to that show. And then for Christmas, he got together with Ted Leidy.
It's called the Flag Center.
The Flag Center.
Flag Center.
It used to be the Flag Store.
The Flag Center, and it's on Hilltop.
Yes, and I was introducing her around last night. Brenda Haynes, Trish. I said, do you know Jane? And she owns the Flag Store. They bought the Flag Store. And
the
she
Flag
said,
Center.
The Flag Center. Her husband came home one day and said, I'm buying the Flag Store. We'll call it the Flag Center. But anyway, so she was talking about the home show this weekend, and they're going to, if you're thinking about a flagpole or buying a flag and you happen to go, they're having all kinds of specials this weekend at the home show.
Well, let me tell you that two of my friends, Mike Huber and Ted Leidy, bought a flagpole for me. And flags.
And installed it.
And installed it. Snuck in there when I wasn't there. And you were driving me around in circles coming back from Sacramento. Oh, let's stop here. Let's stop here. What are you doing?
I know. We were fighting. It was ridiculous.
We're not fighting.
We were.
We weren't fighting.
Okay.
We're fighting now. But
okay.
If Linda and I, that's our fight. We disagree with each other. I mean, there's no punches thrown.
Anyway.
Not after the last time that she hurt me.
Moving along.
But let's move along. Let's go to Nick. Nick, good morning.
Nick's on the phone still. Sorry.
Thanks for getting me back in.
We're not really sorry.
No. Anyway, I got on the chat room, and Philip there says, he says, no, don't rehab anybody. That I assume a lot. And that's not my point. My point is justice for the victim. Rehab has a failure rate, in my opinion, 85 or 90%, at least 50%. So, you know, what we're doing, rehabbing criminals and calling it even, is not working. They're just going back and committing more crime. So I'd like to ask Jared, if they catch the guy that stole your catalytic converter, and he turns out to be a methamphetamine addict, and he gets sent to rehab, and when he's done with rehab, the board's cleared. Do you feel good about that, being you're out $2,150?
You know, Nick, I couldn't tell you. I know nothing about the law. I don't know.
Well, let me jump in. If they catch the guy that did it and they put him through rehab and he changes his life totally, then. You know, the change was he stole something from somebody to support his drug habit. But then being caught and he sees the error of his ways, and it does happen with some people, and then he becomes a productive member of society. And if he was, and as he goes through these changes, he may feel the need to repay what he did. It happened. It's very rare. But the thing is, yeah, people can be rehabbed. You know, if they want to, they can make it through.
Well, that's right.
It doesn't help you when somebody steals something from your car or your truck or things like that. I mean, it just doesn't. But, you know, if you just think there is no light at the end of the tunnel, then we are in a different type of society than I want to live in.
But the point you made is if they want to.
That's
when a judge
says you have to go to rehab,
they don't want to.
Well, you've got to want to better yourself. If you don't want to better yourself, I don't care how much you give people. We've proven that. We continue to prove that. We're going to give you this. We're going to give you another chance. We're going to keep doing this stuff. Well, we run out of chances, and that's, you know, and the number of chances is an argument. I think you give somebody a chance and they come back and continue to do it, you need to lock them away for a while or flog them.
But we're not doing that. We're just rearresting.
I'm just telling you. You're telling me what you think. I'm telling you what I think. In fact, you've got a whole hour on Sunday to tell people what you think. Thanks a lot, Nick.
You know, Sunday we're going to have Dolores Lucero on. She is going to tell her story from start to finish because she's only had the opportunity to get 2 or 3 minute snips here and there. She's going to tell you her whole story.
Really?
And it makes a lot of sense to me. She's a pretty sharp gal, and I would encourage everybody to tune in. Let's see.
Okay, thanks a lot,
Nick.
Thanks a lot, Nick, for that $25 commercial you just threw on my show. Okay. Okay,
I'm
that's
laughing.
Sunday.
Am I laughing because that's an uncomfortable thing you just said?
No, it's just the fact that Dolores Lucero does have a long story, and she's, you know, some, you know, people have different opinions of Dolores, and Dolores is a bright person. And it could be interesting to hear her whole story on it. She has a long and involved story. Okay, hey, guess what I have in my hand? As I said on Facebook yesterday, I'm giving away two tickets to the Sportsman's Expo. It's going April 2nd and 3rd. And these are $7 tickets, kids 12 and under free, $5 for seniors, but here you go. And this will get you in free to the first person that calls, 605-4567. You know, veterans get in free on Sunday, but what if you want to go Saturday? Well, there you go. 2nd and 3rd of April. 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite, Redding's Dish Premier local retailer, providing our area with the best value, service, and technology and TV for over 30 years. Doug Tooley, a veteran, it's a veteran-owned business, is just a good guy. And I can't say enough about the work he does for Dish. And don't call that 800 number. No, just call the local number at 241-3474 to see why Dish is America's simple, reliable home entertainment solution. We'll be right back, 7:45 in the morning, 42 degrees out there on the 11th of March.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Wind River Resort and Casino's got the grub, games, and giveaways this St. Patrick's Day. Food specials, green beer, table games, swipe to win, and giveaways Thursday, March 17th. Come down and celebrate with us.
Don't forget to wear green.
Find your moments at the river. Enjoy an affordable staycation experience at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Standard rooms only $89 a night, Sunday through Thursday.
Valid through March 31st.
Must have a River Club card. Some restrictions apply.
Mention promo code WINTER2022 and find your moment at the river.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time is coming for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey, did somebody win those tickets to the April 2nd and 3rd?
Yes, they did.
Who is it?
Nate.
Nate, all right. Congratulations.
Okay, Nate. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about the ins and outs of windshield repair than Jeff Wurst. It's a better-known business, and Jeff has been doing this for about 20 years. Nobody, like I said, nobody in this town or this area is going to do a better job on your windshield, whether it's a little bitty chip or a large crack over 2 feet in length, up to 2 feet in length. Bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis. He doesn't take chances with your family's safety. He's located at 3208 South Market Street, or you can give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business. Okay, I've got, you know, got 10 minutes or less. I need to jump in on some of these things. We've talked about Cornerstone. We talked about the Turkey Recon. We talked about the fire, the Fawn Fire. Jesse Smollett. If you don't remember this, you know what? Look up Dave Chappelle and listen to what and listen to his monologue on Jesse Smollett. I'm not even sure I'm saying that right. I think Smollett. If you remember a couple years ago, Jesse said that he had been attacked by racist, homophobic guys in Chicago that were wearing MAGA hats, Make America Great Again hats. And, you know, if you just listen to the monologue by Chappelle, he says, yeah, there's, you know, he says, here he is out at 2 o'clock in the morning at 0 degrees looking for a sandwich from Subway. And two white guys in this section of town wearing red hats attack him. Well, he said it happened, and he got all types of publicity. Of course, any of Trump's supporters were ripped because obviously, you know, he's black and he's gay. So that the more they researched it, the more they investigated, turns out that two guys that he knows, two men of color, he hired them to do this, not to hurt him, but to, you know, to be, you know, to, you know, to quote kidnap him. And he had a rope tied around his neck and all these things. Went through iteration after iteration after iteration. The Chicago police were just enraged about it because, you know, it's kind of like with Papini here. That, you know, you spend a lot of time and effort and man hours when you could be doing other things like trying to solve the, horrendous murder rate they have in Chicago. Anyway, he goes in front of the court yesterday and he had letters to the judge asking for mercy. Black Lives Matter, Rainbow Push, Jesse Jackson, Illinois Innocence Project, and Samuel L. Jackson and wife. They urged the judge to consider how the case had impacted Smollett's life and career and hoped Smollett would avoid any confinement as part of his sentence. Others claimed that because he's black and gay, he'd be at risk in prison. They mentioned his race, sexual orientation, and his family's Jewish heritage. Anyway, he was convicted in December of staging a hate crime and lying to cops. He's found guilty on 5 out of 6 charges as his hate crime at his hate crime hoax trial and faced a maximum sentence of 3 years in prison for each of the 5 felony convictions. Anyway, the judge, James Lynn, sentenced him to 150 days in jail and 5 years of probation, felony probation. 150 days in jail, which means he'll do, you know, half of that, maybe. Plus, he has to pay $120,000 in restitution to the city for all the money they spent on pursuing this false claim, which goes back to the, 30 months of felony probation. which goes back to the Papini case.
All right.
$150,000 it cost us pursuing this thing. The impact on our community. There was an article in the Record Searchlight that says Latinas were impacted like this, that they, you know, after this happened, they didn't want to travel in pairs, you know, because she had said they were two Latina women, and they were in a van or an SUV, so they, you know, impacted. And the community was looking at them like, oh, you know, and I'm thinking, I must just be dense. I am. I know I'm dense at times. I didn't look at Latina women as possible Papini abductors. I mean,
well, we do know that we have a sex trafficking problem here.
Well, no,
and
I know
if
that
there was something that she brought up about the fact that there were two, and she did, there were, like, she talked about in her mind's eye, she did a visual of these people, these make believe people,
yeah,
that had a certain body type and a certain look,
yeah,
with,
yeah,
and so if you saw two Hispanic women that even remotely look like that getting out of a van, they could be picking their kids up at school, they could have been going shopping at whatever.
Well, they got a lot of leads, people called.
You start to think, at that point, I mean, everybody was like, oh my God, she was abducted, oh my God. Now, here's the thing, I was in class the other day, and we were all talking about how horrific the situation really has with the outcome. And that we feel like the press should not have splattered or splashed the pictures of her with her children and her husband, their faces. That was irresponsible, or actually that was my comment. It was irresponsible of the press to splash the pictures of her husband
and her kids.
Like, here they are on vacation.
Her husband and her kids. Her husband's an adult, but not her kids.
They should still block out their faces.
They should have.
It's shameful.
It is. They shouldn't have.
They just grabbed a picture from anything they could find. And maybe it's on Facebook and it's for everybody, but it's another thing to actually post it on TV in a story.
Now, the only pictures I see now are just of him and her. It doesn't mean that they didn't have the kids out there at some point. So,
but here's the thing,
they may have heard you say that.
I said it to somebody in a class that probably, I just think it's really irresponsible and terrible. But how, you know, you've got the name. Here's a family name. You probably Papini. It sounds Italian. It could be, you know, maybe. I'm just assuming. Probably immigrated over, worked really hard to become, and the name is so important for your generational, you know, and then something like this happens. It just breaks my heart for family members. That's what breaks my heart. Well, and that the kids, you know, I just feel, you know, they can't help it. The mom just is a psycho, that what she did, it really affected not just a community, affected like a statewide,
nationwide,
and internationally reported, and falsely, just the whole thing was crazy.
Okay, I heard something yesterday, and then I had to look it up because it was so far out there.
Oh, really?
Somebody told me, in my opinion, it's so far out there, that there were tunnels under the White House that was holding children and babies, under the White House and other places in the world, that were holding babies and mothers who were there to breed these babies. I said, I've never heard of that. I've never heard this before. So I Googled it, or Binged it, or DuckDuckGoed it, and there are dozens of stories about this. Of course, the websites are maybe a little specious, but there is, and then they have fact checkers on it. But it said that, you know, the military went in there, and this was after the Trump administration, in the first few weeks after, when they found out about it, and the military went in there and rescued thousands of babies. No, this is out there.
Babies.
Look it up. If you have not looked it up, look it up. And I just have a real, I'm having a real problem with this one.
Yeah.
Because I mean, how do you?
No.
How does this get out there? And there's people that when they read it, they think, yeah, that's part of this overall, you know, world order type thing. And I'm thinking, there are tunnels. See, this is what happens. There are tunnels under the White House.
I'm sure there are.
No, there are tunnels.
I'm sure there are.
They use them to connect to other areas in the Capitol.
Yeah.
Some of them were built when they were restoring the White House under Truman and all this. So, yes, it starts with that. And then somehow it morphs into they keep babies under the White House. And the Pentagon went in with special forces and they rescued them. I thought... Look it up and see all of these articles.
I don't want to look that up.
I know.
I'm sorry.
It's weird. Hey, when we come back.
Got more important things than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, much more important.
Patrick I know
Gorman,
there are tunnels, but.
Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, will be joining us right after the news.
KCNR, Shasta, ready.
President Biden rolls out the latest sanctions on Russia for its invasion of Ukraine.
Putin is an aggressor. He is the aggressor. And Putin must pay the price.
And it's not only the Russian president.
The G7 is also stepping up pressure on corrupt Russian billionaires. We're adding new names to the list of oligarchs and their families that we're targeting.
Among new sanctions, the U.S. downgrading Russia's trading status while banning imports of Russian alcohol, seafood, and diamonds. Russia is significantly escalating its airstrikes. Correspondent Charles Deladesma says targets have been hit across eastern and western Ukraine.
According to a regional spokesman, the airstrikes on the Lutsk military airfield have left two Ukrainian servicemen dead and six people wounded. Hits also targeted an airport where residents were ordered to shelter after an air raid alert. New satellite photos, meanwhile, appear to show a massive convoy outside the Ukrainian capital fanning out into towns and forests, with artillery pieces raised for firing in another potentially ominous movement.
Vice President Harris says a bill providing more U.S. aid for Ukraine is now on its way to the president's desk.
A commitment of $13.6 billion for Ukraine and the region in terms of security assistance and humanitarian assistance.
Harris at a news conference in Romania with that country's president. AAA's national average for regular gas, record $4.33 a gallon. That's up a penny overnight. Parts of the East Coast getting ready for a possible major winter storm this weekend. Forecasters talking about high winds combined with heavy snow, producing blizzard conditions for some areas. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 257 points, NASDAQ down 41, the S&P 10 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-691-9999. 800-691-9999. 800-691-9999.
China ordering a lockdown of the 9 million residents of the northeastern city of Changchun amid a new spike in COVID-19 cases in the area, attributed to the highly contagious Omicron variant. Residents required to stay home, with one family member allowed to venture out to buy food and other necessities every 2 days. All residents must undergo 3 rounds of mass testing, while non-essential businesses have been closed and transport links suspended. The latest lockdowns show that China is sticking to the draconian approach to the pandemic it has enforced for most of the past 2 years. The European Union's foreign policy chief says that a pause is needed in ongoing talks over Iran's tattered nuclear deal with world powers, blaming external factors for the delay. The comments come as a roadmap appears imminent for the U.S. to rejoin the Iran nuclear accord. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com.
The faithful spend big on the home team.
Green Bay's latest stock offering raised $65.8 million and produced 176,160 new shareholders for the NFL's only publicly owned franchise. The Packers sold a total of more than 198,000 shares at $300 each during the offering. Net proceeds will help fund ongoing construction projects at Lambeau Field, including new video boards and concourse upgrades. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
A drone has crashed in Croatia, apparently spillover from the war in Ukraine. Croatian officials say the unmanned aircraft crashed on the outskirts of the capital Zagreb. There was an explosion, but no injuries. It entered Croatian airspace from neighboring Hungary at a speed of 430 miles per hour, the altitude 4,300 feet. That means this large drone flew at least 350 miles, apparently undetected by air defenses in Croatia and Hungary. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Linda and I are on Monday through Friday during the week from 7 to 9 a.m. Today, the 11th of March, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
And good morning, Linda.
Good morning, everybody. Let's go, before we do the weather, let's go right to the phones. We have Susan Eastman online from Stiefel Investments, Vice President of Stiefel Investments. And Susan, what's happening on Wall Street?
Well, good morning. Major averages are mixed this morning. The Dow is up 239 points at 33,416. The S&P 500 is positive 11 points at 4,271. And the NASDAQ composite is down 29 points at 13,100. Excuse me, I have a frog this morning. The three most actively traded stocks, DD Global, down $1.30, trading at $2.08. RLX Technology off 93 cents at $1.40. NEO down $1.18, trading at $16.60. Stocks of local interest, Costco up $1.21 at $533.93. FedEx down $5.73 at $213.41. AT&T positive 39 cents, trading at $23.58 per share. In the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is priced to yield 2%. Over to commodities, gold is down $23 an ounce at $1,978. Silver off 15 cents at $26.09 per ounce. And that great crude oil is priced at $108 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman live at Adamson's Peak Performance, going to the gym from Stiefel Investments.
I am so impressed.
SIPC and NYSE from KCNR.
All right, Susan, for our first vice president of Stiefel Investments, you know who's here. We have Patrick and Jill Gorman. You were at the table for the crab feed with them. Oh, she's probably hung up because she's lifting barbells.
She's lifting.
She's yeah.
Don't get in her way.
She's in the middle of, you know. Anyway, so that's great. We love having Susan call in on every Friday morning here. And if you're looking for to improve your portfolio, give Susan a call at 244-7199, located in Park Marina. All right, so let's go to the weather real fast. It's currently 48 degrees. It's going to be sunny today with a high of 73, overnight lows of 40. Tomorrow, it looks like, according to the National Weather Service, we have sunny, then perhaps a chance of showers with a high of 70 and overnight lows of 44. Sunday calls for chance of showers and mostly sunny. Isn't that funny how they flipped the coin there? With a high of 67, overnight lows of 45 on Sunday night. Monday, chance of showers and perhaps throughout the day, about 50 to 60% chance of showers on Monday with a high of 68 and overnight lows of 50. Remember to spring forward on your clocks on Sunday. So in some places that means that you can wear white. and the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated. They live in, and operate out of Anderson. The Kinney family, 365-3793, a veteran-owned business.
Okay, we're here with attorney Patrick Gorman and his lovely wife, Jill. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can I sue the city of Reading
for putting a business onto my street next to me. I mean, a business with a business license in a residential single-family neighborhood just because they call it a VRBO. It's a motel.
So that's a very complicated question because zoning...
Good. We got an hour.
Yeah. So, all right. So the purview of zoning ordinances, it is within the city or county or whoever the agency is zoning.
Yeah, the city council made the ordinance.
Sure. So we have zoning ordinances, and if something's in violation of the ordinance, what you're talking about is nuisance laws. So for you to have standing to enforce any kind of zoning ordinance, well, you wouldn't be enforcing it. You might have a cause of action under nuisance, the theory of nuisance, meaning that the impact of this this thing that is not supposed to be there. I think they refer to zoning violations as a pig in a parlor, right? Back from like 1910, that was the phrase.
Pig in a parlor.
Right, it doesn't belong there.
Okay,
right?
I like that.
Sounds like from an old cowboy movie. Get a pig in a parlor.
It's from the early 18th century or early 20th century. Mm-hmm. So if it's a pig in a parlor, if it's something that does not belong there. And it is detrimental to your quiet enjoyment of your property or your bundle of property rights, mm-hmm. Then you may have a private standing under a theory of nuisance. You do not have standing to enforce zoning ordinances. So, no, I don't believe that you would have a cause of action against the city, but you might have a cause of action against the VRBO hotel that is mm-hmm. operating next to you in a residential area.
It's the only reason that it's operating there. Is because the city made an ordinance that says if you do these things, you can put a VRBO anywhere, right. And then the citizens of that street, of that neighborhood, have nothing to say about it.
Well, that's not true. So.
Oh, it isn't?
Okay. Well, they have things, it's just navigating it, right?
Okay.
So it's not everything's black and white. So if there are code violations, they can absolutely report the code violations.
Yeah, the code violations.
So at some point, the code violations stack up, and doesn't that necessarily prove that you have a nuisance there?
Yeah, but then we in the neighborhood then have to enforce those. I mean, now I've got to be sitting out there and become the. But here's the thing: is a business license. You need a business license mm-hmm. to have a VRBO.
Right.
You live in a single family residential neighborhood. When you buy in that neighborhood, you expect to be single family residences.
You don't mind rentals if they're a year long. I mean, people rent houses.
Yeah, long term rentals, people take pride in their property.
But a VRBO.
And all that. But when you plunk a VRBO down there, you could have 50 sets of different people. We don't know anything about them. There's no background checks on them. We have kids walking up and down the street that live there. Now we've got people in there, up to 6 adults or more, if they invite people over for a party, that there is no background check that's required. We live reasonably close to a school, and if you are a sex offender, you're supposed to be registered in that area. See, there's just so many things, but when it gets down to it, according to the planning department, as long as they do that, you don't have anything to say about it.
Right, and they're walking a fine line because if they don't permit it and the VRBO can show that that's somehow discriminatory, that they do fall within the language of the zoning ordinance, right, that they allow rentals or whatever. And I don't know if the city is the culpable party, but if you have a whole neighborhood involved, then you have a collective set of plaintiffs for a nuisance. You mm-hmm. can pool money and hire a lawyer and bring a cause of action against the owner of the VRBO.
How about if we just throw rocks through their windows?
Don't get caught. Yeah, that would be illegal. Yeah, but
you're inciting a riot.
I'm not.
I think that this would be a more viable. A lot of people sue each other over like trees dropping fruit in their yard and stuff like that. So this would be a more viable property lawsuit. I have a real property law professor in the Bay Area who is very, very good. His name's James Straw. If anybody, I don't know of any up here, not that there aren't any good ones up here, I just don't know of any, but whenever I had an issue with Pulte when I lived in the Bay Area and bunch of traffic.
I just want to tell you is that, Patrick had no idea I was going to ask him that. And yet he came up just boom, just like that.
I love your information. Yeah. So tell us about your Bay Area real quickly.
So we had a house on a half acre at the end of a private road, and then Pulte came in and there was a community center across the street. It used to be a school. Public school, like a K through.
What came in?
Pulte Homes came in.
Pulte
Homes. Yeah, they came in and built about 180 units on a 13-acre parcel.
Okay, that's happening out in Palisadro.
Yeah, so we were looking, well, even
more density. They're trying
to make it. Yeah, this was more dense, and so we were trying to find ways, and so I called Jim, and he was able to say, hey, you know, why don't you call the Army Corps of Engineers and see if they're environmentally sound. There's a creek through there. So there's other ways to work around this. It's usually not suing the city, though.
Mm. Okay. Hmm. All
well,
right.
Suing the city means...
You just brought that up. You just kind of really, I think.
That's true. But if you sue the city, they're just using my tax money to fight me. So I'm a double loser.
There's that. But you have to prove that they actually committed a tort, a negligence or something like that.
No, because it's an ordinance that they thought, because there were so many VRBOs popping up without any ordinances at all, so they had to get their arms around it. But there should have been something in that ordinance that said the people in the neighborhood actually have a say. Like if you put a speed bump up in a neighborhood, you need 65% of the people in the neighborhood to agree to that.
Yeah.
So, you know, it seems like you would have something, you know, if 65% of the people don't agree we're going to have a VRBO in our neighborhood, I'm sorry, you can't do it. That's part of the ordinance. But see, there's nothing in there to protect a homeowner who's been paying his taxes, you know, living the civil life, doing the right things, and now somebody can put a motel next to them. Yeah. And I don't care what you call it, VRBO's motel.
Yeah, and I think that it just shows, you know, the government has to regulate things, and they usually regulate things they don't know anything about, so they can't predict these negative impacts. And I would suggest people go to the city council meeting and ask for a meeting with the city attorney. And,
well, that's
and
being done. Yeah. So anyway, okay, we got to take a quick break here.
And let's get into your law practice.
Yeah. That was pretty
Gorman
good, though.
Law is with us this morning, and we're going to be talking about, he's a personal injury attorney, and we're going to be talking about some interesting things when we get back here. This portion of the show is brought to you. Well, Jill, you and I, we totally appreciate that because we love estate jewelry. So Four Winds Jewelry, and they're constantly getting new things in. What happens is sometimes people will come across somebody in their, maybe in their world or their family, where they acquire pieces of jewelry and they'll take it into experts like Four Winds Jewelry and decide to leave it there and sell it. So you always need to go in there and visit them to see what they perhaps have in stock. 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading. We'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Tutankhamun, wonderful things, treasures from the Pharaoh's tomb is coming to Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, March 5th through September 5th, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures, presented by Senator K. Maurice and Marianne Johannesson, in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This March sees the return of Shasta College's main stage theater program with a production of Anne Washburn's Mr. Burns, a post-electric play, a wildly imaginative dark comedy that propels us forward nearly a century, following a new civilization stumbling onto its future. Matinee and evening performances are March 4th through the 16th. For more information or to make an online purchase, visit shastacollege.edu/tickets. No shenanigans this month over at Black Bear Diner. Celebrate St. Patty's with a week's worth of Irish flair. Enjoy an Irish Benedict, Reuben sandwich, or corned beef and cabbage. All served from Monday, March 14th through Sunday, March 20th. Pair up with a beer or end with our new chocolate coconut caramel delight pie. Either way, make sure you go green at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Do you love country music? Come see Curb recording artist Dylan Scott perform live in concert Friday, July 8th inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets are $60 plus fees.
For tickets, call 1-800-280-UWIN.
A must-see show. Country sensation Dylan Scott in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, July 8th. Concerts are better at the river.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction.
Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
This year's Turtle Bay auction is going virtual. Now everyone can take part in bidding on exciting items while supporting Turtle Bay. Register free online, then view and bid on over 100 items, from getaways and romantic dinners to jewelry and more. Learn more about everything auction at turtlebay.org.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Welcome back to Try.
Yeah. Well, I just stepped on you. Welcome back, little lady.
Well, go on. Go on.
Am I a huckleberry? Am I a huckleberry?
I'm your huckleberry. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell
Insurance.
We're having
our own party over here. You guys, sorry.
Yeah, too bad you guys show up for our party. It's your hour.
Glad we were invited.
And it's your hour. Hey, all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Hey, with everything that's going on in the world, are you sure your money's going to last as long as you? Give Judy a call at 221-0441 for a second opinion or maybe the first opinion on retirement plans or 401ks. She'll give you a free review and evaluation of where your investments are. Can't beat that. Been doing this since 1993. She is just a lovely person who treats her customers like friends. 221-0441 or go down to 1378 Hilltop Drive. We're here with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, and his bride, Jill, and let's go to the phones. Cheryl,
yes. I just want to make sure I understand your guest before I comment. Is he saying that the city does not even have to let you know that they're going to do this before they embark on it?
Oh, I don't know about that.
No. The city does. If you live within 300 feet of the VRBO, they will send you a letter. However, if you live 301 feet, no. And
okay.
And what it'll say is there's somebody wants, they'll give the name of the people, they want to put a VRBO in, here's the codicils to it, and it's going to be...
Rezoned.
It's...
Sometimes, yeah.
Not rezoned, but they're going to have a meeting at the Planning Commission with one member of the Planning Commission and two members from the City Planning Department to okay it or say no.
It's a variance. So they're applying for a variance, and sometimes that's construed as something called spot zoning, which is presumptively unlawful. But, again, it gets – you have to think about the amount of money and controversy here and the amount of money it's going to cost you to do something about it. That's usually what comes up with lawsuits.
Well, I've had some experience with fighting City Hall over something like that. It took a two-year legal battle, but we were able to prove that the county never really even informed people. They just started to put up the barbed wire fence and told us that there was nothing we could do about it. But I'd be awfully inclined to look into what are the stipulations are and appeal to somebody to change it, because if it's that close to you, that doesn't seem right to me. Something's wrong.
Well, you know what? Everybody you talk to, and I understand that people have VRBOs, but at least you know the neighborhood should have something to say about it. But thank you so much for your phone call.
Alrighty.
You bet. Yeah. No, I mean,
So we are
anyway,
here with Patrick.
That's just moving on from there.
Right. We're here with Patrick
This won't be the last time, my friend, you hear about this. Yeah, I'm going to give you a blow-by-blow for the next 6 months about the battle going on.
And you are a personal injury attorney, and Jill, you work together as...
Workers' comp.
Workman's comp, but it has having to do with representing people who have been wrongfully terminated, or what does that actually mean, workman's comp?
Workers'
Just share
compensation.
With us. Start from scratch.
So, workers' compensation is the exclusive remedy for somebody who's injured at work. So if your employer is negligent, you can't sue them for a personal injury under the theory of negligence. If you're negligent, you're still entitled to benefits unless it's so grossly negligent that you essentially intentionally hurt yourself. So workers' compensation is what's called your exclusive remedy. It exists in all 50 states, and it's been around since, I think, about 1911. And what it does is it provides you. So if you're hit by a car in a crosswalk, right, you file a lawsuit for personal injury if you're not at work, and you have to wait until the case is over to recover anything. But under workers' compensation, if you're injured at work, you start getting benefits immediately. You get medical treatment immediately. You get wage loss immediately. And there's certain caveats to that. So because you get damages immediately, and because you don't have to prove fault, there's capped. It's called limited damages. So it's just a system that we have for people who are injured at work to get them back to work quickly, and also to provide certainty or predictability to insurance companies and to employers. Or if they do have an employee injured, they're not going to get hit with a $17 million lawsuit or something like that. Every employer has to carry workers' compensation. It's actually a crime not to, and it gets really expensive really fast on the fines and penalties section. Because if you're not insured, what happens is the state has a fund that steps in and pays benefits, and they charge you for those, and then they also charge you fines in excess of like $36,000 per person who's not covered, things like that. So they've really just created this whole legislative scheme that makes it really difficult if you're not insured and you get caught, but it's in order to provide benefits and get people back into the labor force.
When we talk about it, the thing I like is that when people call, they get a hold of you. When I call you, you answer the phone. The fact is that when people say to you, you ask them what the situation is, and there's many cases that you just go, well, you know what? Things are going the way they should.
Yes.
And there's no reason for you to bring an attorney into this. This is just going to gum it up.
Yeah.
I loved it when you said that.
Yeah, no, once an attorney gets involved, first off, so the attorney's fees are low. They're 15%. But if you're going to get everything that you're supposed to get, why would you ever reduce it by 15%, right? And insurance companies, adjusters usually will, not usually, sometimes will go above and beyond to make sure you don't get an attorney, because they know that attorney, most attorneys, not mine, but most attorneys' goal is going to be to just jack the value of that case up because they get paid on a contingency.
Mm-hmm.
I personally always talk to my clients about that, because jacking the value of a case up also usually prevents them from returning to that job. Because they're permanent work restrictions. So you can get doctors to say that they can never, do all these things, but then they're left without a job. And again, we're talking about a system of minimal benefits, right? So this person is not going to get paid for the rest of their life unless they're in a wheelchair or something. So it doesn't do them any good. I always help clients with life planning. Another thing I do is if it's pretty clear they're not going to be able to go back to the job because, they were digging ditches or something and they have to have back surgery, I always talk to them and say, hey, what is your end game here? What are you doing next?
Yeah.
Start working on it now. Don't wait until your case is over, because then you're not going to be able to do it. So what is your next step? Let's talk about that. You tell me what your next step is and let me know what you're planning to do so I can help with your case to facilitate that, because the settlement is never, almost never going to be getting paid for the rest of their life. It almost never is. It's never going to be enough to compensate somebody for an injury in their loss of that body part. So they have to use the system and the time they're off work and getting medical treatment to train for another career that they will be able to do with a fused spine or fused neck or shoulder that only works half the time.
Well, we're here with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. He does workers' comp. And that's a really good point is, okay, you're not going to go back to your job. What are you going to do in your next endeavor?
Yeah.
You may have to retrain. You may have to go to Shasta College or Simpson and retrain in something that you're not going to be able to use your muscle so much for this But maybe it's computers. Maybe it's horticulture. Maybe it's, you know, I mean, you know, things like this that will give them a life of accomplishment and also well-paying jobs. And I think that's so important.
I'm curious as to the people of different decades, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, what you see as far as people really wanting to re-enter the workforce.
It's interesting that, I mean, as you asked that, so I think that older people generally never want to accept that they're going to have to retire up here. It's day and night between here and the Bay Area. Just, I mean, everyone.
Really?
Day and night.
Just look across the table and you can see that.
And on that note, let's take a break because I think that's a great subject matter to return with. We're here with the Gormans, Gorman Law, and we are going to take a break here at KCNR 96.5 FM. This portion of the show is brought to you by
PSA2, Area Agency on Aging. They have the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program funded by the California Department of Aging. What this is, it's a no-cost program, and its mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls. Older adults sometimes fall. They injure their shoulders, injure their hips, and now they can't stay in their homes. They've got to go to a rehab facility and all of this. Now, if you're 60 or older or a person with a disability, you can have a free inspection of your home. They'll come in, and if they find that there are some dangerous areas or questionable areas, they can put in grab rails. They can put all this stuff in. But to find out if you qualify, you have to call PSA2 Area Agency at 842-1687. That's 842-1687. We'll be right back. Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd, at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd, at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, axe throwing. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd. Go to www.reddingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Redding, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living.
One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
What are you doing?
Welcome
over
back
there?
To Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're on from 7 to 9 AM Monday through Friday, if you can stand it. I had somebody yesterday tell me, you're always in our kitchen. And I went, cool. You know, am I cooking?
And he is a great cook too, when he wants to be.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. That's right. Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 244-9478. Set up your appointment like I did this week. Go on in. Get the best haircut of your life. They shave around your ears. They do all those kind of things. Trim your eyebrows for you older guys. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. We're here with Patrick Gorman and his partner here, Jill.
Jill Gorman. And we were discussing before we took a break about in your law practice during workman's comp, and we talked about how you're telling people if they are, for instance, a ditch digger and they have a back injury. That's just a kind of an analogy or kind of what if. Prepare. And I asked you the question before we took a break, like, do you notice with the decades, 20, 30, 40, 50, or 60s, about people wanting to re-enter the workforce? And your answer and your reply was?
Absolutely. And even more so regionally. And it's not, I don't think it's the age. I think it's just a cultural thing. And, you know, I don't mean cultural as far as, you know, country of origin of your ancestors. I mean cultural as far as a regional value system. And, you know, when I was in the Bay Area, a lot of the injuries were, you know, the carpal tunnels or the, you know, my back hurts from sitting in an office chair. And obviously that's not very many cases up here. Most of these are pretty severe, gnarly injuries from, you know, a tree falling on somebody or, you know, just years of being under a house, you know, soldering and, you know, your knees blowing out, things like that. So the injuries are more severe. But down there, these repetitive low-impact injuries that, you know, somebody already working in a sedentary job, they can already go back to a sedentary job, maybe with some ergonomic modifications and things. But up here, you know, it's a way of life, and these guys and girls, there are a lot of girls rodeo, and, you know, they have a back injury, working as a CNA or something, and they can't ride anymore.
Right.
They can't barrel race. So it's hard on, because it's just a way of life for so many folks up here, but all of them just want to go back to work. And so it's difficult because you say, you know, you have to find a job, and there's not as many up here where you're not outside and you're not using your muscle or you're not, using your body, and you're going to have to be in an office. And they say, well, I don't know how to do that. You know, I'm never going to be able to go to school. I'm never going to be able to learn something new. And there's always, that's why it takes time for them to just figure out what they want to do, what will make them happy, because most of them were happy doing what they were doing before. Maybe they weren't happy with their boss, but they were happy with their craft, with
their vocation. Right.
Yeah. And I think that people generally are happier when they're working.
I do too.
And providing and
right.
doing that. And people, when they are injured and they're at home, they get depressed. If anybody's been unemployed for 2 months, they know what we're all talking about. It's depressing.
Well, so during, are you having any cases that have anything to do with COVID?
Yes, a few. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have a few actual COVID cases, where there, you know, there's consistent pulmonary issues, nerve issues in the face, and vision loss, hearing loss, and it's all connected. And then I do have, you know, just the two vaccine injuries. as well. One of them is getting better by all the medical testing, which is I'm just so happy about. You know, I don't care if that case is never worth a dollar. I just really want her to be okay. And then the other one, we still can't figure out what's going on. So we have an internist, an expert looking at her this weekend to try to just figure out what the heck is going on because nobody knows. They're all scratching their head. So it's so there's a couple of COVID, but most of these injuries are, you know, orthopedic in nature or psychiatric in nature from the fires and things like that, right? So there's some folks.
Workers' comp for the fires?
Well, you know, if you...
Open that one up a little bit?
So if you're a first responder you get surrounded by a fire and you lose friends, then you're probably going to have PTSD just like you would if you were in a convoy. Absolutely. It's very similar, right? I don't think there's really a distinction. And maybe there's no bullets, but the imminent threat of death and loss of people you blame yourself for their loss is absolutely there. So, there's that. There's some of that. In law enforcement, correctional officers, you know, those guys are getting, you know, stabbed and stuff, you know, we don't want to talk about thrown on them every day. You know, they have it too. So, so there's some of those issues. But most of the injuries are, you know, a back injury, a neck injury, a knee injury, a head injury, things like that. It's the overwhelming majority of the injuries.
What if it's the person's fault? What if they were not following procedures and they get injured?
So let's unpack that. So not following procedures, it doesn't matter.
Oh.
If somebody intentionally hurts themselves,
they know they're supposed to wear this. They know they're not supposed to, you know, do these things, but they go ahead and do them.
They're supposed to be 20 feet, and they went 21 feet.
Yeah, right. No, I'm not talking about little ones like that. I'm talking about, these are the rules. If you're going to do this, you have to do these things, and they just ignore it.
Doesn't matter. So there's a caveat to that. So there's something called a serious and willful. So if your employer is grossly negligent to the extent they violated a crime or a law, right? Yeah. Like they just don't care about OSHA. They knew that it was going to hurt somebody. They were aware of the condition. Somebody got hurt. That increases benefits.
Right.
But if somebody is grossly negligent and hurts themselves, like they knew it was going to happen and they did it anyways, then it does reduce their recovery by 50% as well. So it's called a reverse serious and willful. The burden is very high. The example is somebody had the meat cutter had lost a finger. Was off work, came back to work after they reattached it. Something happened a few months later. He was pissed off, and he told his friend, hey, watch this, and cut his finger off. So he would be off work again, right? He already went through it once. They knew he knew they would reattach it. He knew how much it was going to hurt, and he did it anyways. So on that one, that's the you knew this was going to happen. You did it anyways. So he had a reduction of benefits. It's a very high standard.
Probably should have had some more evaluation into the brain area.
And then the guy he showed it to applied for workers' comp because of PTSD.
Yeah, a lot of the psych claims.
I worked in a slaughterhouse, and somebody cut their finger off like that. And that was before they could reattach stuff.
That used to be like, you remember the...
they had to throw out that whole
Gangs
batch.
In New York? Remember Gangs in New York, the movie? You know, it's really, there was a time when somebody would usually walk around and not have fingers. You would think that they were a butcher or they were in the timber industry.
Yeah. So
kind of knew a vocation by how many fingers they had.
Yeah. That's got to be a... the timber industry.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah.
dangerous. Mm-hmm. It's hard work.
Those guys don't file claims.
They don't?
No, they don't.
No, they don't?
They don't file claims. They get hurt.
Like
they, yeah.
That's like rodeo cowboy. They cowboy
Yeah, they do.
You no good. Huh?
They, you know, and there's just this built into our society, there's this, you know, I don't know who perpetuated it, but it definitely is not the labor force. There's this, you were in the military. I mean, we know, I don't want to repeat it, but we know what we called guys who went on sick call. Right, you know, they were ridiculed. Same thing in the
sick bay commandos.
Oh, we called them broke something else. Right? But yeah, either way. Yeah, I mean, anybody that would go on sick call that wasn't losing a limb, right? They were shammers, right? They were trying to get out of work, and you know, so there's still that hazing in the labor force, and people feel like it's a badge of shame. And it, you know, I always tell them like, okay, you think it's a badge of shame, but you're ashamed of having this injury. You're ashamed that you can't work. But the people who are you know, shaming you, they don't have to live with your injury when everything's said and done. They're not going to have the inability to pick up their grandkids and things like that. And so I think culturally, you know, it's put out there. I mean, conspiracy theorists, you know, I think that, you know, money usually goes one way, and it's put out there in one way, and who does it benefit? But it definitely doesn't benefit the workers. And I've said this before. If somebody is hurt, an employer just got them to the doctor, got them treatment right away. They'd be back at work in no time.
Oh, yeah. And it would be great relations because other people see it. Hey, they care about us. If they care about us, they're not, you know, I care about them. Okay, we've got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at our airport right here in town.
Mm.
You can fly daily nonstop from Reading to Seattle with Alaska Airlines with one stop getting anywhere in the world. Enjoy a cool weekend in the Pacific Northwest or fly to Seattle to take that Alaskan cruise, which we have taken
the Alaskan
cruise.
Yes, we have.
Cruise.
I wish I could have flown from Reading to instead of going the long route. But
book now at AlaskaAirlines.com/Reading. We'll be right back with Patrick Gorman and Jill.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. He took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going.
Hi, I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO for the Reading Rancheria. On behalf of the tribe, I am happy to announce that the federal government has unpaused its consideration of our casino relocation project. Perhaps you were unaware that the tribe has been working for years to relocate our current casino to our property along I-5 that the tribe purchased nearly 20 years ago. The casino relocation project will benefit the North State. Our buy local, hire local policy will spur growth and prosperity and will make our community even better. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in serious injuries such as broken bone, head injuries, or death. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age that meet the income criteria and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program was established for the purpose of reducing the number of debilitating falls suffered by older adults and persons with disabilities, thus enabling older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to find out how this no-cost program may help.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, I'm Jack Putter Jr., Chairman for the Reading Rancheria. The Reading Rancheria is happy to announce that the federal government has unpaused its consideration of our casino relocation project to our I-5 property. Since purchasing the property over 20 years ago, we have carefully planned how to create a project benefiting the entire community, thus making hundreds of jobs and bringing millions of dollars to our local businesses. We will be buying local, hiring local, and provide a steady revenue for police and fire. Reading Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Just keep doing
We're going to take the rest of the show and just listen to this song four times. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the show. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. All your tobacco needs, all the accessories, everything that you could possibly want. The finest walk-in humidor north of Sacramento to the border. They have a great selection of cigars. And every so often, we like to enjoy a good cigar at the end of the day. Sit there and sip and watch the sun set over Mount Lassen. So, but this is the place to go to. Great people down there. Tobacco and Brew. We're here with two other great people. Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, and his wife, Jill, who is his partner in crime here. Oh, did I say in crime? I meant partner in the sense of it takes two of them.
Yeah.
Plus the fact they are owners of Five Goats, which we discussed during the break. And Patrick and I both said we'd like to have those fading goats, but we're afraid we'd have too much fun and they'd just stress out and then sue us and for workers' comp.
Have a heart attack.
Have a heart attack. Okay.
Not funny.
You opened your office
August 17th.
August 17th, yeah. Right. You are one of the experts in this state when it comes to workers' comp. I mean, you work for the insurance companies. You've done a lot of study. And as you can tell by me throwing different types of questions at them, you're up on different types of law. What got you into workers' comp?
My uncle owned the firm.
Well, that really helps.
So, so I was in law enforcement, and I got punched in the face, and there was that, and I just had a bad experience in the department I was with, as far as some of these guys deal with people. When you're a cop, in any law enforcement role, anybody you deal with, they're having the worst day of their life usually. And people want to fight you for the dumbest things. I mean, they literally want to fight you because they know it'll get you fired and everything. So, it causes a lot of people in law enforcement to become very toxic themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then that permeates within the department. It's nothing like the military. I thought it was going to be like the infantry, and it was nothing like that. So there was a lot of drama and everything. And, I think that eventually I was, separated because they didn't want me to file a workers' comp claim, something along those lines. So Jill and I, talked about what's next, and so we decided, for me to go to college, and then I started working for this firm, for the firm I was with, as a clerk, to pay my way through college, and then it was like, hey, well, maybe we should go to law school, and so I went to law school and worked for the firm while I was in law school, so it was just a natural transition into that area of law. There was already a job there. I'd been working around it for 4 years, so I knew it. So I went into that firm, which is they called it a workers' compensation defense firm, where you're defending the employers and the insurance companies. And and it was just an easy transition because I had already been working around it for years, and I had already been around the attorneys and the managing attorneys and the partners and everything. So yeah, it was just a natural transition. And it was a good opportunity, but it was just, as I went through that, I think it was pretty early on when I told Jill, I said, these people aren't faking. Like, these injured workers aren't faking.
Yeah. And, they're hurt. We got some hurt people out there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's the occasional.
There's a reason they're for workers' comp.
Yeah.
There is a reason so that if you do get injured, you're not just kind of like cast aside.
Yeah. But, and what troubles me about it, any insurance claim, not just workers' comp, any insurance claim, if you file an insurance claim, you're almost immediately treated like you're a crook, and it's by design. There's a chilling factor to it. People give up, and so that's a big portion of people that they don't have to pay out. And then you go forward, and then it just the culture of it was really hard to digest and swallow as far as representing insurance companies, because it's just their model is to treat everybody like they are fraudulent, no matter how righteous they are, and minimize their expectations and pay out less than the value they're entitled to. That's what insurance companies do, right? They'll always collect your premiums, but when you file a claim, they want to pay you half what it costs you, right? They want to negotiate how much to pay out. They do it with life insurance. If I were to die tomorrow and Jill filed a life insurance claim, they would try to find a way to pay out half value. That's what insurance companies do. That's their business model.
Yeah.
And it's very hard to represent them. So more and more I just became unhappy with that.
That leads me to a whole bunch of new questions, but we don't have time for that. Well, that, you know, I understand. So you're kind of in there standing up for the little guy.
Yeah, it was very, you know, I didn't want to look back on my life 20 years from now and say I never helped anybody. But I had a law license, and I never used it to help anybody. I just think that's a hard, I feel that, you know, whether the you know, other dimensional realm of heaven and hell is, you know, real or not, I think that when you're in your last days and you're looking back on your life, and you die either miserable or happy, it has everything to do with what you saw when you look back over your life, what you did, whether or not you feel, I did enough here, I'm ready to move on. And I didn't want to be the one that said, you know what, I didn't.
Well, there were times in my life that I said, well, you know, I've seen and done a whole bunch of stuff, so it ended. But then I lived another 20 years, and I think, no, I'm not finished yet. There's still some other things I need to do. Yeah. I'm going to get the VRBO law changed.
Yeah.
And, you know, but it's that's a great philosophy, you know, that we should all take a look at. Have I done, what have I done in my life, and has it helped other people? Have I helped other people? Have I left something? You know, you leave kids as a legacy. And if your kids turn out good like ours have, I mean, you're kind of really happy about that. And then the grandkids have turned out good. And so you think, okay, there's my legacy.
Yeah.
That, you know, if nothing else in the world happens, you think, okay, my kids and grandkids and my great-grandkids. And, you know, so other things then become, but you also want to make, I think a lot of people want to make the world a better place. Even if it's a very small thing like they garden,
mm-hmm.
and they have a beautiful garden. It's a beautiful, you know, they've accomplished something. Most people want to accomplish something.
Are you being a good neighbor, a good friend, a good family member? I mean, try. And community member, I think that's where it starts. Yeah. Like, what are you doing? Just thinking about this yesterday as we were driving. And I know the two of you, you guys are good stock. So I know that I can say this out loud, and most of our listeners, is that, you know, are you being a good, it starts with you. Are you being a good person? Are you being a good friend? Are you being a good community member? And what are you doing something for your city? Are you doing something for, what are you doing for your country?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, and I totally agree. I mean, I've always been that person. I mean, I had in my young 20s, standing on BART and seeing, a guy, probably a transient or whatever, harassing a young woman, and me being the one to say, hey, knock it off.
Mm-hmm.
And then he starts threatening me, and I look, and all of a sudden there's six people standing behind me.
Right.
Right? So be the one. Because almost everybody shares probably 90%, 80% of the moral, you know, this nobody wants to be the one. And so be the one if somebody, if somebody's on the sidewalk and you can tell they have an impairment, you know, and they look lost and confused. Hey, can I help you?
Mm-hmm.
Are you okay? Do you need, you know, just direct them the right way? And, you know, and what you were saying, I mean, everybody remembers, you know, five generations later, the one grandpa, but they don't remember the uncle that was a problem or this person, right? They remember the people who did right.
Yeah.
And that is the legacy. I mean, that is the generational legacy where you do have life after death because your five generations from now actually know your name. They won't remember, you know, thousands of other relatives' names, but they'll remember yours.
You know, my kids continually surprise me with things. What, Jared?
Oh, we had a caller and just a question that what? Just okay. wanted to know if you would Thank ever you. Run for judge in Shasta County.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa.
I mean,
most of them run unopposed.
Is somebody, is that a friend? Is that a stranger?
No, I did not rig that call at all.
Well, I mean, rig. You could, somebody could be listening to the show and say,
I don't know. I mean, I've got a lot to do here. What I'm doing now, I've got a lot of people I need to help. I've got like 100 cases now. Every one of them is a tragedy and they need my help.
It grows by 15 every time you come on.
And I just, I need to help them and you can't balance both. Maybe when I'm older, but I do think that every election in this county should have more than one candidate.
Yeah.
Every election should have more than one candidate.
Yes.
We should not have any unopposed people running. Everybody should, if you're worried that you're not good enough, that don't put yourself forward. I mean, run.
And most judges run unopposed here.
Yes.
And, you know, and it's kind of a surprise because, see, judges kind of like that, and, you know, it's kind of like over there. I mean, everybody now with the, everybody is ramped up and saying we need to have different viewpoints.
Do you remember in our elections that we ever voted for judges?
Yes. It comes out in every, not maybe every election, but every, you know, yeah. every other one.
Yeah.
And most of them run unopposed.
Yeah. And I do think the bench should not be politicized, but the fact that it's an elected position means it is.
Yes.
And, you know, usually it's an insider gig, just like the DA
right.
And things like that, right? It comes from within, and there's an up and down to that. I mean, is that always the best solution? I don't know. These are different times. These are different times, and saying, well, this we can't do anything because the state passed this law, or we can't. There's ways to any good attorney can navigate the laws to reach various outcomes. There's a strategy to it.
Well, good. Then I can talk to you offline about VRBOs and how we can strategize our way over. Hey, Patrick Gorman, how do people get a hold of you,
great.
Patrick?
Yeah, give us a call, 530-262-2168. We do have a new phone system in place. So,
oh, boy.
but don't worry. You're not going to talk to a robot. You're going to talk to a live person. Just press 1 or 2, and you'll get somebody on the phone. You can also text the number, and the text come to us. If you leave a message, it comes straight to my phone. It emails me or texts me. I will call you back, even if it's on a weekend. So don't let the voice, the automated greeting make you feel like you're not going to get the attention that you would otherwise get.
There you go. Okay, on Monday, Shasta College is coming in with a great group of kids, and we're going to talk about ways, as we talk today, about changing your life for the better.